We are talking this morning with Mei-Ling Krantz, the CEO of Transitions of PA. And are you there, Mei-Ling?
Good morning. I am here.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining us this morning. This is your first few years as CEO of Transitions of Pennsylvania. So why don't we start with a little bit of a refresher? What are some of the many services of Transitions, if you can give us a sense of the current size and scope and things that you do in the community?
Sure, absolutely. So Transitions is a comprehensive crime victim center. We cover primarily Union, Snyder, and Northumberland counties, and in recent years, we've been able to expand our long-term housing services past those three counties to also include Schuylkill, Columbia, Montour, Clinton, and Lycoming counties as well. But we provide everything from a 24-hour crisis hotline where victims and survivors can call any time of the day, any time of the week, and we always have a live trained advocate available to speak with them. We have an emergency safe housing program, so we have two safe houses in the community where survivors of domestic violence who are fleeing can have somewhere safe to go for themselves, or if they have children, their children have a safe place to be as well. We offer counseling and therapy, court accompaniment, legal advocacy. As I mentioned before, we have a robust housing program, so medium and long-term rental assistance for survivors who may need some support beyond that emergency need. We also have a law office, and we're able to offer civil legal representation for survivors who may need some additional support, specifically for custody and divorce. And we have a safe custody exchange and visitation center. And we offer community education, outreach, prevention education programs. And all of these services are at no cost to survivors. Everything is voluntary, but we're always available when anytime somebody needs us.
Wonderful. We're talking with Mei-Ling Krantz, the CEO of Transitions of Pennsylvania. And, you know, is this a growing problem in our area across the country? This is obviously something that's very much needed.
Yeah, I think in terms of growing, it's really hard to kind of gauge what kind of growth we're seeing. We're seeing a lot more reports and a lot more people who are reaching out and seeking services, but it's you know, the type of violence we deal with has been something that's sort of been hidden for a long time. A lot of people are afraid to come forward and are embarrassed about their circumstances, or even just the fear of speaking out, for the fear of being you know, risk for a higher level of violence. And so to really know the expansiveness of how frequent or how expansive this is in our county is hard, but we are consistently busy. We are consistently full in our safe houses, and so we know that the need is probably far greater than what we're seeing.
Okay. Learning from Mei-Ling Krantz, CEO of Transitions of Pennsylvania, and you have a big auction. You have it every year, and it's quite a popular event. It's usually at Susquehanna. Is that correct? It's going to be there as well?
Yes, we're really excited. Our annual charity auction is coming up this Thursday, June 1st. It is at Susquehanna University again, and tickets are still on sale. We do have a couple seats left, so anybody who missed the deadline, we did open it up for people to be able to still get some tickets to the event. It is our largest fundraiser every year, and it's so important that that we're able to raise these funds. It shows to everyone that we have strong community support for the work that we're doing. We do have some requirements to our funders that say you have to, you know, show that your community supports your efforts. But really, the funds that we raise continue to make sure that our services remain no cost to any victim or survivor who's seeking help, and so they're not paying anything when they're reaching out to us. And those funds also are so super helpful to make sure that unfunded things that our state and federal funding partners won't allow for us to fund, we're able to do. So flexible funding, out of the norm kind of things. If we have a survivor who their car breaks down and their only way to get their children to daycare and to get to work is to get that car fixed, sometimes these funds are things that we're able to use to make sure that that happens.
It's wonderful. So this auction's a very important event for you. It is Thursday, June 1st, but if you can't attend the event, you can also be part of the event, correct?
Absolutely. So we have thought of hopefully everything. We have a virtual component to our event, and so our virtual silent auction is live right now. If you go to our website, you're able to click a link and get registered, and there's about, 120, 125 packages that are available through a live public auction that's online, that anybody who doesn't want to come in person but loves that thrill of bidding and also being a supporter of an important community program can go on there and bid for the packages that are there. And then for those that are coming in person, we have 20 exclusive packages that will just be on site, so you have to be there for those to bid on those silent auction items. And then we'll have a live auction, and so we have a ton of really great packages, vacations, dinners. It's such a fun event. If someone has not been there and they've been on the fence about coming, they really should consider coming. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. My husband has been a host for many years, and he really enjoys being part of this event. It's fun. It's different. There's some really fun things that are, involving desserts, and you've done some really creative things over the years. So
we have. That's one of the highlights, I think, and I don't think that there's any other program in the Susquehanna Valley that has that one component. So we have a dessert dash. We're so fortunate that we get amazing community support from local bakeries and individuals, and so they donate all of the desserts, and we have a card on every table, and so people have the opportunity to tell us what are they willing to pay for their dessert that evening. The table average determines how basically the foot race happens, and so the table that has the highest amount that they're willing to pay for their dessert, they get to run first, and it's basically a race to get to the dessert that you want for your table.
It's so much fun to watch, too. Even if you don't get to be, the recipient of a dessert, it's fun to watch people go for what they really enjoy. We're talking with Mei-Ling Krantz, the CEO of Transitions of PA. Getting back to, the focus of your mission, how has the worker shortage impacted your mission in the community?
Yeah, we experienced a situation that's very similar to a lot of other programs. We were very, very stable during the pandemic, where everything was sort of shut down, and partly because there wasn't a lot of movement happening, but we've had to adjust as an organization. Very much like everywhere else, we're experiencing the cost of everything rising, and so we've seen more turnover in our staffing team than we've seen in a long time, and so filling vacancies has been difficult, and so our goal has been, just through COVID and post-COVID, really just trying to remain stable. We thankfully have not had to cut any of the services that we provide, despite having some vacancies on our team. And so I have the most amazing, dedicated, passionate group of colleagues that I work with. And, they're always willing to step up to the challenge, despite having some holes in our team. If anyone is passionate about the work we do and interested in potentially joining our team, we have a great team. All of our our positions that are vacant are online. So we would love for some new members to join us. And like I said, it really is. We have an amazing group of individuals working together to support survivors in our community.
Maylin Krantz, the CEO of Transitions of Pennsylvania, and tickets are on sale for the 35th annual charity auction sponsored by Evangelical Community Hospital. And you can find the auction online at transitionsofpa.org, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. You can also call the hotline, 1-800-850-7948. Any last comments, Maylin, that you'd like to throw in before we wrap up?
Yeah, you mentioned Evangelical Community Hospital. Just wanted to say we're so grateful for them and all of our other sponsors. We couldn't do what we do without the type of community support we've received from local businesses, as well as individuals, and you know, you're all our unsung heroes when you support what we do, and it's so important to so many individuals in our community. Whether you know it or not, the statistics are high, and so anytime somebody donates or supports us in some way, you're having the opportunity to potentially help save a life, and so we really, truly appreciate that.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us today on the Mark. And I'm sorry, I'm actually on WKOK Sunrise. Wrong program. But thank you, Maylin. And I wish you nothing but the best for the auction. I hope it goes wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Enjoy. And you're listening to WKOK Sunrise.